From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. President Obama swooped into Miami yesterday for a town hall-style meeting at Florida International University to talk about immigration. But WLRN America's editor Tim Padgett says it also turned out to be an occasion for Obama to turn more Latinos away from the Republican Party.
It was a bilingual scene at FIU as President Obama fielded questions in English and Spanish, but it was not a bipartisan affair. Obama said the Republicans are blocking his efforts to fix the U.S.'s broken immigration system, an issue that resonates most with Latino voters. Obama vowed to veto any GOP effort in Congress to reverse his recent executive action shielding some 5 million undocumented immigrants from deportation, and he defended that action in the face of a Texas federal judge's decision last week to put it on hold and test its legality. Republicans argue the executive action was a bad faith end run around the legislative branch, but it was Obama who had the bully pulpit last night, not once but twice. The pre-recorded town hall event was televised nationally on MSNBC and Spanish language Telemundo. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
A government watchdog group is calling for more transparency in Florida's corporate taxes. In its newly released report titled Subsidizing Corporate Tax Dodgers, the group Integrity Florida says many of Florida's Fortune 500 companies pay taxes in an amount well below the state's corporate tax rate of 5.5%. Additionally, the report finds some of the largest companies in the state are also the recipients of taxpayer-subsidized government contracts. Integrity Florida Executive Director Dan Krasner says successful lobbying as well as campaign contributions may have led to the perks.
We know a lot about what the largest corporations in Florida are getting from us, the people, but there's so much secrecy surrounding what they're actually paying back in their corporate profits taxes.
Florida is home to 17 Fortune 500 companies. The amount of state taxes paid by the firms is about 2.7% of their profits. And a little while ago, we mentioned the Miami Heat rallied in overtime from 36 seconds down, 7 points down in 36 seconds. Actually, it was regulation time to go into overtime. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.